And here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday. It's the 3rd of October, 2013. It was on this day, 1895, Stephen Crane's novel The Red Badge of Courage was published, the story of a Civil War private, Henry Fleming. It's the birthday of Emily Post, born in Baltimore, 1873, who wrote about etiquette. Emily Post, who said, "Manners are a sensitive awareness of the feelings of others. If you have that awareness, you have good manners, no matter what fork you use." It's the birthday of the novelist Thomas Wolfe, born Asheville, North Carolina, 1900, the youngest of eight children. His most famous novel was Look Homeward, Angel, a thinly veiled autobiography. He was on a trip to Seattle in 1938 when he came down with pneumonia, which turned into tuberculosis of the brain, and Thomas Wolfe died 18 days before his 38th birthday, leaving behind enough material for two new novels, The Web and the Rock and You Can't Go Home Again. And it was on this date in 1849, Edgar Allan Poe was found unconscious outside a tavern in Baltimore. According to the man who found him, he was in great distress and in need of immediate assistance. He'd been en route from Richmond to Philadelphia, and he was found on Lombard Street outside Ryan's Tavern, dressed in dirty, ill-fitting clothing, taken to the hospital, lapsed in and out of a coma, died 4 days later. Because he'd been found outside a tavern, people assumed that Edgar Allan Poe was drunk, and so the temperance movement made an example of him. Poe did have his problems with drink. He was liable to become very ill after only a couple of drinks, but he did have long periods of sobriety. He was aware of his problem. And so there's been speculation about the cause of his death. It was election day, and the tavern was a polling place, and there was a theory that a political gang had kidnapped him and drugged him and beat him and forced him to vote repeatedly at different ballot boxes all over the city. It was a custom at the time. It was called cooping. When Poe was found, his clothes were dirty and didn't really fit him, and he was a man who had always prided himself on his neat and stylish appearance. There's a relatively recent theory that says Poe might have died of rabies. Dr. Michael Benitez, a cardiologist at the University of Maryland, looked at Poe's case and said that first-person accounts of Poe's last days make a strong case for rabies. He was disoriented. He refused water, and hydrophobia is another common symptom of rabies infection. But in the absence of an autopsy report, there is no way to say for sure what caused his death. Here's a poem by Edgar Allan Poe, El Dorado. Gaily bedight a gallant knight in sunshine and in shadow had journeyed long singing a song in search of El Dorado. But he grew old, this knight so bold, and o'er his heart a shadow fell as he found no spot of ground that looked like El Dorado. And as his strength failed him at length, he met a pilgrim shadow. "Shadow," said he, "where can it be, this land of El Dorado?" Over the mountains of the moon, down the valley of the shadow, "Ride, boldly ride," the shade replied, "if you seek for El Dorado." Edgar Allan Poe's El Dorado. That's the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can turn your iPhone or Android into a virtual poetry library with the Poetry Foundation's poetry app. Available to everyone online at poetryfoundation.org/mobile. And by Quercus, publisher of Richard North Patterson's new novel, Loss of Innocence, about a family's collapse amid bitter betrayals. In bookstores everywhere, Quercus, stories worth reading, books worth recommending. Produced by Joy Biles, with assistance from Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.